For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. San Bernardino County supervisors unveiled concept renderings for the planned memorial to the victims of the December 2, 2015 terrorist attack in San Bernardino Wednesday. KVCR's Benjamin Perper has more.
The Board of Supervisors and families of the victims observed the fifth anniversary of the mass shooting, which claimed the lives of 14 people, by laying white roses where the memorial will be built. Supervisor Josie Gonzalez chairs the memorial committee that is made up of family members of the victims, survivors of the attack, first responders, and other county staff. She addressed press gathered at the memorial site, sharing her remembrance of the county staff who died on December 2nd.
I knew many of those that died. Having been here 16 years, you get to know people like they're part of your family. And our Environmental Health Services Department was a department that was very near and dear to me. And they are located in this building, so I got to see many of them every day.
The memorial is called the Curtain of Courage and will be comprised of mesh panels made of bronze and steel, cast with different colored glass pieces. There will be 14 alcoves, one for each person killed, with a, quote, idiosyncratic element unique to each person. The installation will be created by artist Walter Hood and will be located at the east side of the County Government Center campus at 385 North Arrowhead Avenue in San Bernardino. You can view renderings of the memorial online at kvcrnews.org. Benjamin Perper, KVCR News.
The U.S. Forest Service is encouraging Californians to cut down their Christmas trees in national forests, with a permit, of course. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports on how it can help mitigate wildfire dangers.
Hiking below booming pine trees in El Dorado National Forest, I'm on the hunt for the perfect Christmas tree. 6 to 8 feet, with bushy branches, the type that could showcase dozens of ornaments and strings of lights. Coincidentally, those are the kinds of trees the U.S. Forest Service would like to get rid of.
Fewer trees mean less vegetation that could feed unwanted wildfires.
Lisa Heron is with the Lake Tahoe Basin Management Unit.
Our local forest health experts will go out and they'll identify the areas that will best benefit from thinning these trees, and they tend to be the perfect size for a Christmas tree.
The Forest Service issues thousands of Christmas tree permits every year in at least half a dozen of the state's national forests. That may seem like a lot, but wildfire experts say it's a tiny dent in the overall number of trees that need to be removed in California. Fires burned over 1 million acres in the state's national forests in 2020. The Forest Service is offering permits online this year, and they're going quickly. Permits are still available in the Plumas, Tahoe, and Humboldt-Toyabe National Forests. In El Dorado National Forest, I'm Scott Rodd.
State Senator and pediatrician Richard Pan says he's cautiously optimistic about a coronavirus vaccine arriving soon in California, now that Britain has approved a vaccine from Pfizer.
It's not a magic bullet. We still need to do the masks and the distance and so forth, but it will get us to the place where we can reopen our schools, get our businesses open.
The Sacramento area Democrat said California will need to prioritize getting the vaccine to high-risk groups.
The Latino population, the Black population as well, have higher death rates. The Pacific Islander population has experienced higher death rates. So it's important we reach out to those communities.
Penn says that could include working with community leaders to help spread the word about the vaccine. He says the state also needs to make access to it easier for people without insurance or who don't have doctor's offices in their neighborhoods. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.